1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, now welcomes you to Looking Ahead in Holland Public Schools. An update on what is going on in Holland Public Schools. And today, the man who should know, because he is the operational leader of Holland Public Schools, Superintendent Brian Davis, on the other end of our phone line. Superintendent Davis, Brian, good morning. Hope you are well.
I am well. Good morning, Gary.
We are going to talk a little bit about sort of sprucing up Holland High School, and those who attended the Veterans Day remembrance at Holland High on Monday got a chance to see up close some of the improvements and some of the work that's being done. Update those who couldn't make it down and those listening about to what is going on over at the high school.
Sure. We are nearing the completion of the $40 million project that's taking place at Holland High School. And we've had several feature upgrades to the campus itself to improve our overall safety and security. So one of the things, as you visibly drive by, you'll see enhanced pedestrian and vehicular flow. You'll see new parking areas, new sidewalks, making our campus much more accessible to our guests to be able to attend the many performances that we have, like the Veterans Day Assembly, like Phantom of the Opera coming up later this season, and so on. We've also increased many energy efficiencies that people may not see as you just drive by, but from our geothermal exchange field to assist us with heating and cooling, to all new lighting upgrades, all new exterior shells, new roofing systems, really trying to increase our overall operational effectiveness and those resources being able to be implemented back into our instructional program, which is our big focus of Build 21 as well, is to increase 21st century learning and those learning environments. And so you'll see a lot more technology being used by the students. They're in a one-to-one environment with iPads and Chromebooks. You'll see different use of classroom spaces. We have our amphitheaters on each end of our new academic wings. We have an enhanced performing arts center area with a new lobby and entrance and scene shops and dressing rooms on the back, upgrades to our choral and instrumental programs. And, of course, there were the athletic upgrades as well. So we're nearing about 85% completion, with the final project being the opening of our new Commons cafeteria that will open in January after the students come back from their holiday break.
Now, the importance of getting everything put together and getting everything done in a prompt but efficient manner, it had to be a priority because you asked the voters for their trust a couple of years ago, a pretty big bond issue, and this is part of what is being taken care of with it.
Absolutely. We've had a Build 21 steering committee that's made up of our site superintendents and our construction management teams, administrators, teachers, and even community members that have really been part of the accountability to stay transparent to our work. We take building tours. We look at the project scopes relative to that. And they've been very helpful in keeping us guided in that direction. And we really want to stay true to what we said we were going to do with our facilities because we know it was a big investment. It was a very much needed investment in our community. And we want to be able to share those investments. And we've had different open houses with our different facilities, and we have one coming up for the high school itself in January.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. On January 17th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m., we are going to have a community open house for individuals to come and visit Holland High. We'll have the opportunity for individuals to visit the building. We'll have tour guides that will be available. And you'll be able to see all the new open spaces. And there's also two home basketball games on that Friday evening, with the girls' basketball game at 6 o'clock and the boys' basketball game at 7:30. And you'll see all the internal enhancements from the academics to the athletics to the flexibility. We'll have individuals there to talk about some of the energy enhancements and so on. A real opportunity for people to see what we said we would be able to do in action. And we've been able to do all of this on schedule and within our budget. It was the right time to invest in the time to sell the bonds, and we've been able to maximize those resources and dollars and actually do a few more things than what we thought we might be able to do in the very beginning.
Brian Davis, the superintendent of Holland Public Schools, we wish you well. We thank you very much for joining us on Looking Ahead in Holland Public Schools, and I believe next Tuesday you're joining Juke.
I am joining Juke, and we'll have our – well, I actually won't be joining Juke.
Oh.
I have to be out, but Deb Feenstra, who's the principal of Holland High School, will be on the air with Juke, sharing more about the academic programs at Holland High and some of the things taking shape there. And so it'll be a nice connection in with our upcoming visit in January.
Sounds great. Brian, have a good holiday, and I'll look forward to talking to you soon.
You too. Happy holidays.
Thank you very much. Brian Davis, the superintendent of Holland Public Schools. Looking ahead in Holland Public Schools, brought to you by Holland Public Schools on 1450 WHTC.